It's a perfect sunny day near Lula in Hall County. That's where I meet folks from the Upper Chattahoochee River Keeper who say the best way to understand the threat to the river is to get on a boat and see it for myself. Jason Alsup pulls up anchor and starts the boat's engine. He's the River Keeper's technical programs director. Today, he's also our captain.
And name of the game is Void the Rocks.
It's not easy. Because of the shallow water, it takes a special boat to make it through. In some places, the water's just 4 inches deep. To get through, you have to go really fast. Jason works the steering like he's playing a video game. The boat stops about 20 minutes after we set out.
Is this it? Okay, it looks a little different than it did last time. Okay.
We're sandwiched between two banks of rock floating in just a few feet of water. This is where the proposed Glades Reservoir would be.
It just is incredible to think that someone would come up with a scheme to pump more than 100 million gallons a day out of this tiny river, water that will never get down to Lake Lanier, which we all depend on.
That's Sally Bethay, executive director of the Upper Chattahoochee Riverkeeper. She's one of the Glades Project's biggest critics, calling it a boondoggle. It's that proposal, along with the Bear Creek Reservoir project south of Atlanta, that prompted the Chattahoochee's inclusion on the most endangered list.
If we build these two dams, the people of Georgia will be spending close to $500 million for projects that may not even yield a drop of water for 12 to 15 years, if even then.
American Rivers put out the annual Most Endangered Rivers ranking. Jenny Hoffner is the group's water supply program director.
These reservoirs are incredibly expensive.
Hoffner also says reservoirs in this climate aren't feasible because they lose a lot of water to evaporation.
And conservation and efficiency, something that has been proven across the country and across the world as being an effective source of water supply, is a fraction of the cost.
Craig Lutz is a Hall County commissioner. He says the Gainesville area needs this project.
And there might be people up there who say, we don't want you to drink as much as a Dixie cup of water out of the Chattahoochee. But we all know that's not reality.
What is reality, he says, is that Hall County needs control over its own water supply, which it doesn't have right now. Lutz also says the area needs a reliable water source to sustain the local poultry industry. At between $120 and $300 million, he admits the plan is expensive. But Lutz is not convinced the reservoir would be a detriment to the river.
I think the study that's going on, being done right now by the Army Corps of Engineers, is going to help us understand what those environmental impacts are. But until that study's completed, frankly, I don't know how anybody can speculate on what the impact would be.
The Army Corps of Engineers says that process will likely take many more months. In the meantime, the Riverkeeper hopes its number three ranking will bring more attention to the reservoir proposals and stop them before they're built. Jim Burris, WABE News.